every now and then.
Dear Mom, you asked about our new house. We love it. Yes, Loyal Heights is a clown neighborhood. Are there clowns here? The answer is yes. But will they hurt us? I don't think so. You see, Mom, they're family people, like us. Their kids are actually very cute. And when you see how their parents care for them, you almost forget the painted smiles and ill-fitting clothes. I'm ashamed that I ever used the adjective clownish or referred to someone as a clown in a disparaging way. Could you bring this up in your reading group as a favor to me? There are some bad clowns, but not on our street. Of course, since it is a clown neighborhood, we do see sad things. I know you'll think I'm being a bleeding heart, but it gives me a pang to see the depressed clowns slouching by, dragging their oversized souls and dolefully honking their noses. Naturally, they try to make us laugh. That's their nature. We don't encourage them. But you have to understand that it is hard to be a clown in our society, and sometimes they need to let off steam. On the hottest nights, we're almost deafened by the racket of horns and whoopee cushions, and we see the sparkling jets from their trick flowers arc across the sky. Trevor was hit by one. He was a big boy. Said it didn't hurt a bit. Now, of course, we stay indoors and close all the windows. Later, it was so cute. Trevor got all thoughtful, and he said, "Mom, are clowns funny?" I told him, "Yes. What else could I say?" "Who made them funny?" he wants to know. Wow, what a little philosopher he's turning out to be. Don't worry about us, we're all fine. If you come visit, we'll take you to a clown bar for a wild night out. Just kidding. Love, S.